اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions and practical tajweed rules, step by step, verse by verse. Inshallah, we're here with you. And I really welcome you all. Thanks for joining IRIB English Radio. Fawad Haider, Salam, Hassan, Hussein, and Ali Nasir, welcome, brothers. Is everyone fine?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. So, inshallah, let's go and start our class. Inshallah, today, the same as yesterday, inshallah, we'll talk about two verses of Surah Ali Imran, Ayah 96 and Ayah 97 on page 62. So everybody, let's once listen.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna awwala baytin wudi'a lin-nasi lalladhi bi-Bakkah mubarakan wa hudan lil-'alamin. فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم ومن دخله كان آمنا ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين.
Amazing recitation. Allah bless the reciter, inshallah. Now, we'll mention some important points about these two verses and then we'll move on, okay? Today, important tajweed rules. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Allah Almighty says in Ayah 96, Inna awwala bayti wudi'a linnasi lalladhi bibakkata mubaraka wa hudan lil'alamin. Next ayah, فِيهِ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ مَقَامُ إِبْرَاهِيمِ وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Right? That's how you read it. Now, listen. إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ. Indeed, the first house. Okay? وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ. To be set up for mankind. لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةِ. Is the one at بَكَّةِ. مُبَارَكًا. This is a blessed house. وَهُدًا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And is a guidance for all nations. Alright? And then in the next ayah, Allah Almighty says, فِيهِ. In this house. In it. آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ. Manifest signs. There are manifest signs. مَقَامُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. And also Abraham's station. A place where Ibrahim عليه السلام was standing to do the prayers. وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ. And whoever enters this house, كَانَ آمِنًا. Shall be secure, safe, and sound. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ. And it is the duty of mankind, Okay, it means it is wajib, mandatory upon humankind toward Allah, Hijjul Bayt, okay, to make the pilgrimage to this house, man istata'a, for those people who can afford the journey to it, ilayhi sabila, okay? وَمَنْ كَفَرَ, and if anyone, should anyone renege on his obligation, okay, if he does not do, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Guys, this, the first one, the first ayah talks about the Mecca, okay? Mecca is that holy mosque in the city of Mecca, okay? That place, the house of Allah, you see? Yeah? Baytullah Sharif. So that part, the Mecca, the Mecca, or the, that masjid, the people do the prayers there. It's called Mecca. And a lot of people say it's, we call it the house of Allah, Baytullah, yes? But Allah says, in awwal baytin wudi'a lillah or linnas.
Linnas,
for the people. So this house is basically built for the people. My nephew had a very nice question here. He was asking his dad, so this is called the house of Allah, okay? So Allah, how kind of Allah is he? Like, he never goes to his house. Like, his lights are on, the water people use. What about the expenses? Who pays the expenses? Allah doesn't go there any time. Where is he? Why is he not going to his house? It was a kid, okay? I was asking this question. It was so funny. It was amazing. So Allah Almighty says, it's built for the people, okay? So it's a center of worship, a center of prayer, okay? This is the house that Prophet Adam alayhi salam built. From the time of Prophet Adam alayhi salam, it was built, okay? And during the history, because of the flood and these things, okay? Disasters, so it was destroyed. And Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam raised it with Prophet Ismail. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ. Yes?
Yes.
So Prophet Ibrahim did so. So, guys, this is a place to worship. And in the next ayah, Allah Almighty says a lot of things about this ayah, goodnesses about this house, I mean. فِيهِ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ, manifest signs. And also Maqamu Ibrahim talks about the history of the Prophet, where Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was standing to do the prayers. And وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. It's a secure place, okay? It's a very secure place.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
Now we got some minutes to mention some important tajweed rules, and we'll move on, inshallah. Inna nun mushaddad, right? The first thing. Pay attention. Yeah. Inna, a nasal sound. I'll also prolong it for two counts. Awwala. Make sure waw is not pronounced as V in English. Awwala, no. Inna awwala baytin. Baytin. Tanween plus waw. Fawaz says it is
Idgham.
Bayti wudi'a. Bayti wudi'a. Linnasi. The pronunciation of dad, hamza, ha, ayn, ha. Yes. Qaf, kha, ghain, ta. These are important that you must pay attention to them. So, linnasi again nun mushaddad. Lalladhi bibakkata. Mubarakaw, again, the same as Bayti Wudi'a, yes?
Yeah,
Mubarakaw Idgham. With Gunna, right, Ali Nasir? And also two counts.
Yeah,
stretch it for two counts, for two beats. Mubarakaw Hudan Lil Alameen. It's just an Idgham. Hudal. There is no nasal sound. Hudan.
Yeah.
No way. Hudal Lil Alameen. That's it. Fihi Ayatun Bayinat. Fihi Ayatun. Do you see that baby meme?
Yeah.
With that?
Yes.
That says Tanween noon, the noon sound is changed to, Hussein, a hidden
meme sound.
Ayatum bayinatum tum. This is meme, yes? You join tanween to meme, idgham. Tum maqamu ibrahim.
Qalqal.
Yeah, bounce that sound, echo that sound. Maqamu ibrahim. Sila tells you Hassan.
It's better to continue.
It's better to continue. Qila in the next station says?
It's better to stop.
Better to stop. Good job. Good job. Thank you. فِيهَا آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ مَقَامُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ حَسَنْ حُسَيْنْ وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ مَنْ نُنْ سَاكِنْ فَلَسْ دَال
Rest of إِخْفَى.
إِخْفَى. Yeah, it's amongst the rest of the letters. Good job. وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ Who, there is a rule called إِشْبَاعُ الضَّمِير. إِشْبَاعُ الضَّمِير. Okay? ضَمِير هَا. Ha, look, ha. Who? There's a baby wow.
Yeah. Yes.
This is an important. For reciters, it's very important to pay attention, okay? دَخَلَهُ كَانَ وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. Do not recite it. وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. شبع, okay? Make it, stretch it. وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. Two counts. وَمَنْ Read it with me. وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا.
وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا.
أحسن. إشباع الضمير. ما شاء الله. إشباع الضمير. Yeah, good job. وَلِلَّهِ Lam in the word Allah with an A sound. There is a kasra, light sound. عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا طَاعَ It means like مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ, the one who can afford. Now, طَا has a heavy sound. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ That's also an إِخْفَى. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ إظهار. Do not merge or change or hide the sound of tanween here. غنيٌ عن العالمين. That's all. Let's once read, okay, recite these two verses with tajweed, inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين
إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين
فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم ومن دخله كان آمنا
فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم ومن دخله كان آمنا
ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا
ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا
حج البيت good job. Okay. Next time inshallah when you recite fix it ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين
وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
Ahsantum, mashallah. Allah bless you. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters. Alhamdulillah, we explained a bit about this ayah. And then we mentioned the important tajweed rules. We practiced the recitation. That's all from us for today. Inshallah, we'll be here with you in the coming sessions. Stay with IRB English Radio. Thank you so much for being with us up to this time. Brothers here, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir. And inshallah, we'll be here again with you. See you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذِكْرٌ وَمَوْعِظَةٌ وَنُورٌ فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلصُّدُورِ وَشَفِيعُنَا يَوْمَ النُّشُورِ آيَاتُهُ تَرْوِي الْمَدَى وَصِفَاتُهُ نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان